Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Say it ain't so, Joe. Can you believe that, Jeffrey? Joe Burrow is out for 3 months. Come on, man.
They can't win for losing in Cincinnati, man. You know, the defense let them down last year. They look like they're in a better place this year, and Joe Burrow's now out for 3 months. A lot of people are saying the team will be fine, but Joe has surgery on a turf toe. He's going to be out for a long time. They're going to have to figure something out. Jake Browning is going to be leading the team.
Here's the rumors I've heard from my NFL insiders.
All right.
That they're going to go and trade and get Kirk Cousins.
What an incredible opportunity for both sides. Kirk Cousins wants to play. He wants to play for a good team. This is a good team, and they need a guy. And I feel like that's a great move for Cincinnati, because Kirk Cousins, obviously, when Joe Burrow comes back, would be the backup in Cincinnati. That's a lot of money to take on. But at this point, where you're going to have Burrow back in time for the playoffs, do you go out and make a move like that where you're going to spend a ton of money to
save this season? Well, they're not going to spend any money, because Atlanta guaranteed Kirk Cousins the money. They're not going to pick up any money because they don't have to. It's guaranteed by the Atlanta Falcons,
well,
who's made a horrible move by putting him on the bench. I'm just saying that.
I feel like any kind of trade that involves Kirk Cousins is going to have money moving to the other team. You're going to have to pay something to get him out of Atlanta.
Well, if I don't see Kirk Cousins sitting on that bench much longer. I just don't.
No, it's a bizarre thing that he is a starting caliber quarterback. He's sitting on the bench in Atlanta. They signed him to a lucrative deal. And
$100 million guaranteed. That's pretty damn good.
And immediately went out and drafted the quarterback of their future, as they feel. And it's bizarre. I don't know who's making the decisions there, but it's looking better for them because it looks like Michael Penix may actually be a good quarterback, but they're spending a lot of money to have a guy sit on the bench and hold a clipboard, and that's not what they want. That's not what Kirk Cousins wants. So this would be a great opportunity.
Could you imagine him, the way he can throw that ball, have receivers like Cincinnati has?
I mean,
my God, he'd light it up.
They might not need him. Jake Browning may be good enough. I don't even know who Jake Browning is. Is that a recent draftee?
Yeah, he did a good job last time that Kurt was
that Joe was down.
I mean, excuse me, that Joe was hurt. But, you know, everybody roots for a backup quarterback to be the first guy. But that backup quarterback only kind of lasts about 2 weeks, and then they got him figured out. And once they figure him out, they're going to shut Cincinnati down. And I'm just telling you, as much money as Cincinnati has spent for the wide receivers and their defensive, their edge rusher, with our friend out of Central Florida, your friend, they need to make sure that they got a damn good quarterback to take them to the promised land. And I don't think the backup guy is that individual.
If there's a way that they can get Kirk Cousins over there without having to give up more than like a fourth round draft pick, I say go for it. Take on some of the money if you have to. But the reality of it is they need a better quarterback than Jake Browning in Cincinnati if they want to stay above water. They beat Jacksonville over the weekend, but I don't think that says that much right now. I don't think Jacksonville. I'm starting to wonder about Lawrence because I thought maybe, you know, bad coaching.
Well, it's not him. Let me tell you, Travis Hunter couldn't cover you. This is the NFL. This is not, you know, Colorado Buffaloes, you know, in the 12. I mean, let me tell you something. He went to school. That's the reason they lost that game. Travis Hunter got schooled. And let me tell you something. He got Deion to bail him out on saying, oh, how great he is. Oh, no. You got to show. You're in the NFL. That's not for long league if you keep sucking like you did. Past Sunday.
Maybe he'll be a wide receiver. Who knows? Seattle goes into Pittsburgh and smokes the Steelers at home. 37-17. Unbelievable. The Steelers didn't look good. Seattle obviously does look good.
Darnold doesn't look too bad, does he?
No. Aaron Rodgers threw two picks. What's going on with the Steelers defense?
You got all these high-paid guys. You just paid, 100 and something million? Then you got Cam Haywood with that price tag. And then all the your cornerbacks and safeties got $100 million deals. I mean, come on. There, you got to stop somebody. You want the money. All these players want the money. Well, play like you want the damn money.
Indy beats Denver 29-28. The refs gave that game to Indy, although Indy does look very good.
Oh, Danny Dimes looks unbelievable. He's having, so far, he's having an MVP kind of year. He really is.
That team was built for all they needed was a good quarterback, and Danny Dimes seems to be stepping into that role quite well in lieu of Anthony Richardson, an opportunity that's great for him. The Bucs beat the Texans 20-19. This was a great game, and it 6 seconds left on the clock. The Bucs steal the victory from the Texans, but the Texans look very good. Nick Chubb looks like a new man. Obviously, you know, Stroud to Collins is going to work out for them. This was just two teams that are very good going up against each other. Great defenses, obviously. 20-19, that final. But
Baker Mayfield, 2 weeks in a row with seconds left on the clock. It's never been done in the NFL for the first two games ever, that a quarterback has led his team to victory with a few seconds left on the clock. Baker Mayfield is a winner. He found the home in Tampa. You know what was great for him? To go play with the Rams. That McVay gave him his swag back. You know what I mean? He's got that want to win all the time. That's the way Baker Mayfield was at Oklahoma. I mean, he's just a great quarterback. He really is. And he got crapped on in the NFL. But look what he's doing now.
I'm excited for him. I really do feel like this was a match made in heaven with the Bucs, you know, bringing in Brady for a year. He retires 2 years and Baker Mayfield takes over, and Baker Mayfield is showing that he's good enough to keep the Bucs in contention. And Cleveland, what are you doing over there? Chargers beat the Raiders 20-19. They shut down the Raiders offense. It's a young offense. Justin Herbert.
Yeah, an old quarterback. Same old offense Pete Carroll ran in Seattle.
Yeah.
Harbaugh and Carroll have been going at each other's throats since Harbaugh was at Stanford and Carroll was at USC. Nothing new. Harbaugh, I can out-coach you, believe me. That's how come the Chargers are that good. They're not a joke. They're 2-0. They're the only team in the West that's 2-0.
Yeah, the Chargers are – I feel like this is the year where Harbaugh is going to push them – further down the road towards being contenders. I feel like it's an off year for Mahomes in Kansas City. So I feel like the AFC is winnable for one of these other teams. And I feel like the Chargers are going to be in that conversation because they've had a year with Harbaugh. They've got a good quarterback in Justin Herbert. He put up 20 points for another victory with the Chargers. And I feel like that team's going to click and they're going to be legit. Philly beat Kansas City in a rematch of the Super Bowl. Mahomes and Kelsey look terrible. Kelsey is, you know, blowing up on the sideline because he's not getting the ball. This is the Swiftie effect in Kansas City.
Hey, let me tell you something about Kelsey. You kept getting all those little bitty manicures all the time, and his hands are not tough, and the ball went off your hands right in your hands to a D-back that it was running it back and cost Kansas City the game. And then after, did you see the pictures of Kelsey in a tie and a white shirt and in Bermuda shorts, blue, with dress shoes? That's not the way men dress, Travis Kelsey. I mean, are you Mrs. Swift now? I mean, come on, brother. I mean, you look like a joke.
He is really buying into his press, which is a real mistake. When you are the second most important person in your paparazzi relationship, you definitely can't start acting like you're the reason for all of the hype. He's a really good tight end. He's won Super Bowls in Kansas City. But the reality of it is that any NFL player that Taylor Swift dated would be front page news, and he just happens to be the one. I wonder if this marriage ever even happens because Kelsey.
He would be second page news, Jeffrey. You know that as well as I do. I mean, this guy is not a main event kind of guy with Swiftie. Swiftie's a main event kind of girl. You know, that's tough to take.
All right, we'll be right back after this with more NFL on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.